Donald Trump demands freedom for Pennsylvania citizens struggling with coronavirus lockdown. By Charlie Spiring on May 11, 2020. President Donald Trump on Monday criticized Pennsylvania Democrats for ongoing coronavirus lockdowns in the state. "The great people of Pennsylvania want their freedom now, and they are fully aware of what that entails," Trump wrote on Twitter. The president commented on the Pennsylvania lockdowns as several counties are planning to reopen, in defiance of Democrat Governor Tom Wolf's restrictions. Wolf announced last Thursday the state lockdowns would continue until June 4, with some counties to begin reopening on May 15. Trump accused Democrats of letting political motivations keep their states locked down. "The Democrats are moving slowly, all over the USA, for political purposes," he wrote. "They would wait until November 3 if it were up to them. Don't play politics. Be safe, move quickly." The president met with Pennsylvania Republicans at the White House on Friday who complained about Wolf's draconian lockdowns. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, and Representative Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA, criticized Wolf for failing to protect the elderly, noting that 65% of the deaths were in nursing homes and elder care facilities. "He just had a draconian measure, one-size-fits-all approach that lacked any kind of nuance," Reese-Kentheler told Trump. "And it's destroying our economy, while at the same time leaving the most vulnerable exposed to this virus." Perry also criticized Wolf. "The governor has made the choice, instead of helping some of these elder care facilities, we have a website where people can snitch on their neighbor who's going to work or who's opening their business in contradiction to the order," he said. "That not bringing anybody together." Trump agreed. "What the Democrats are doing in Pennsylvania is a disgrace," he said.